Well, we have Dagny Haglund here with us today. I'm glad you're here today.
Thanks.
Where do you go to school?
ECS, Environmental Charter School.
And what grade will you be going into?
Six.
What's nice that you are here. You were one of the winners of the Young Writers Contest, and we wanted to talk with you more about your writing. When did you start to realize that you liked writing so much?
Probably in third grade is when I started to realize that I like to write, and and it's just gotten more of a, like, I like to do it more now as I've gotten older.
Is there a time of the day when you try to focus on writing, or because I'm sure you have a really busy life, it's got to be hard to find time?
Yeah, well, at school we do a lot of writing, and sometimes, you know, I'll take a journal and I'll just write things down, and yeah.
What kinds of stories or pieces do you like to write? Do you have any favorites?
I like to write, you know, creative writing, but I also do like to write a lot of poems and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And when you do creative writing, some people really like fantasy or just things that could never exist. Some people like to be very realistic. I don't know if you have a preference.
I honestly like to write fantasy and realistic, both of
Yeah, I never, and I'm not sure why I like to write a lot. It never occurred to me to try to write something fantasy or science fiction, but that's got to be a lot of fun to think up things like that. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge who might be listening, or any teachers that have been particularly helpful in helping you cultivate your writing?
Well, so I have two teachers who really helped me a lot. Miss Crago, she's my literacy teacher, and then also Miss LP, she's the teacher, she's a very good teacher, and she helps me a lot with my writing, and she was actually the one who told me to do the writing contest, and so our class wrote stories for the contest, and it was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. It must have been exciting when you found out that your story was a winner. How did you get notified?
Well, we were watching a movie, and my dad's phone, I don't know if it was like an email or a phone call, but my dad told me, and I like started screaming. I was so excited.
Yeah, that it's you just, I can tell you, I've never been a judge, but I work closely with the people that do the judging, and they get so many stories. Yours really, you should feel very proud. There are, I don't know the number, but they are overwhelmed by the number of stories they get. So for yours to be selected is pretty incredible. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more, but why don't we have you share the story that you wrote?
Okay.
What's it called?
It's called The Magic Pencil.
Okay, we were just talking about pencils a little earlier with the Education Partnership. They said a pencil is the power tool for elementary school.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked that.
Have you ever heard the quote by Malala that she said, it's not exactly what she said, but she said there are two types of weapons, a sword and a pen. And she said, like, the pen is the better weapon, or I choose the pen.
Yeah, that's and there is a quote, sort of a maxim, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
A pencil's good because you can change things, too, or at least refine things as you go. Before you probably, as you write, do you end up drafting and redrafting and refining?
Yeah. At school, we do a lot of, like, drafting and then editing and all that. So
yeah, it's a good way to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's called The Magic Pencil.
Yeah.
And here, our pleasure to present this story. She is 11, and her name is Dagny Haglund.
Okay. Psst, kid, come here, Jake heard as he rushed out of school. Me, Jake said, looking over to the bench where an older, chubby man sat. Yeah, you, unless you love doing homework. Heck no, I hate homework. I always get it wrong, Jake cried. Imagine how much time you would have if you didn't have to do homework. More time for sports, video games, and fun, the man said as he reached into his bag. He pulled out a shiny pencil. It was covered in blue and green sparkles and had a clear eraser. That's cool, Jake screamed. Oh, it gets cooler. It does your homework, the man winked. No, wait, it does your homework for you? Jake asked. It does your homework, the man firmly stated with wide eyes and a toothy grin. I want it, Jake yelled. It'll cost you $20, the man said as he pulled back the pencil. Jake rummaged through his pockets with a nervous smile. It must be his lucky day. He pulled out two $10 bills. I don't know, Jake paused. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, the man argued. Yeah, but this money is for my mom's birthday present, Jake tried to convince himself to make a smart and responsible decision. But the man had such good arguments. You getting all A's is the best present you can give your mother. Jake handed him the $20, and the pencil was his. He'd never been so excited to do his homework, but tonight his heart pounded at the thought. He ran home so quickly that everything he passed was a streak of color. Mom, I'm home, Jake yelled as he opened the door. Great, get dressed for dinner, Jake's mom requested from the kitchen. Suddenly, Jake felt guilty because he didn't have a present for his mother. Then he remembered what the man said. You getting all A's is the best present you could give your mother. He pulled out his homework and put the new pencil to the sheet. Nothing happened. Come on, please work, Jake begged and closed his eyes. When he opened his eyes, the pencil hadn't moved at all, and his homework was still blank. Jake could feel the lump in his throat. He could feel the tears dripping down his face. Then he heard his mom knock on the door. Honey, are you crying? Are you okay? No, Jake cried. I did something stupid, and now I don't have a present for you. His mom opened the door and listened. This man sold me a magic pencil, and he said it would do my homework. I wanted to get good grades to make you proud. But I am proud of you, Jake, his mom said, and it seems like you may have learned a lesson, right? Yes, I did, Jake said as he sniffled. There is no such thing as a magic pencil, and you have to work hard to get ahead, she said, wiping his tears. Mom, I'm sorry I can't give you all A's as a present. Aw, sweetheart, the best present I could get is you learning there is no substitute for hard work, Jake's mom said as she hugged him. Now get dressed for dinner. The end.
That was a great story. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother, yeah.
Is he older or younger?
He's younger. He's 7.
What's his name?
Kai.
I was wondering if his name was Jake, but what a great story. What else do you like to do?
Well, I like to listen to music and play music, and I also like to make art and look at art.
Oh, great. What do you play?
I mostly play the piano, but I like to play the guitar, and the bass is pretty fun to play, too.
Well, you are pretty multi-talented as somebody in the humanities. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Well, I think I'd want to do something that has something to do with creativity with it, but, I'll probably change a lot now from...
You'll change all throughout your life, probably. I think being able to be creative and to hold on to that creativity is really important. A lot of times as you get older, you start to lose it. Not on purpose, it just kind of happens. And it sounds like you're pretty sharp and that you want to be sure that you hold on to that.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell me about your art? Is there a particular genre you're working in now that you really like?
Well, I like to paint with my grandpa, and since he's kind of like teaching me how to paint, we've been doing a lot of different types of paintings, but I mostly like abstract. And I also, I like screen prints, and I think graffiti's pretty cool looking, even though I would never do it.
Graffiti's awesome.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if there was a place. Have you looked at works by Banksy and some of those? He's a New York graffiti artist.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned abstract. We were talking about Jackson Pollock earlier this morning. Do you know his?
No.
He made a lot of art basically by spilling paint onto the canvas and then moving it around. And they called him Jack the Dripper because he would drip paint all over the place. Well, congratulations on winning. And Is there anything else you'd like to say, or?
No, I don't think so.
It's great to talk with you, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Dagny Haglund. I should ask you, what community do you live in?
I live in the South Side.
Because, you know, when you're from a school like ECS, you could be from any community.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for talking with me.